Jay, you've got a rookie at protecting your backside, and you've got a rookie starting wide receiver. Which one has been more valuable?
I've been asked this question before. You know, it's hard to tell, you know. I mean, they both performed, you know, at a level you don't really expect a rookie to perform at, especially being thrown in there since game one. Put a lot of pressure on both of them. You know, the first game, Eddie was pretty much our game plan, and if he couldn't get open, we probably weren't going to win. And then, you know, Ryan has wanted to get some pretty good pass rushers all year, and, you know, he's been up to every challenge. So they're both playing amazingly well right now.
Yeah, every time there's a game that you go into that you're expected to win, it doesn't work out, and vice versa, that comes from the experts and the media. Can we do you a favor this week and pick against you? Can we pick against you? Do you want us to do that?
Absolutely. Please do.
That, I mean, that will probably help.
I don't think it hurt at this point. So, yeah. If this is underdogs, it'll be great.
Are you surprised that Hillis has run so effectively?
You know, I think this offense and this running scheme is kind of designed for him. You know, it's more of a one cut, get downhill, get your 5-6 yards, and then every once in a while, you know, you'll break a 30 or 40 yarder if you get up on those safeties. So he's done a good job. He's a smart kid. I think we've used him, you know, effectively, and tried to play off his strengths. We haven't really tried to put him in positions where we ask him to do things he can't do. And, you know, he stepped up to the challenge, so he's been fun to watch. You know, talked about after the Jets game how, you know, how funny the NFL is and how, you know, this season is, you really can't tell what's going on from week to week. Each week you look at a game and you know, I'm almost certain one team's going to win, the other team does. So it's a crazy league. I'm sure there'll be some more twists and turns before this thing's all over with.
How much will the losing streak at home plus what happened in Kansas City sharpen the focus this week?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we had a good day today. We'll see what happens. You know, this team's funny. I think we've learned our lesson of, you know, taking teams lightly. I don't think that it happened this week. But, you know, if we go out and turn the ball over and give them some momentum, anything can happen.
What is kind of the personality of this team? How often has that changed in the past
13 weeks? Yeah, just daily, I think, you know. Some days we go out and have bad practice. Some days we have good practice. You know, there's no real rhyme or reason to what happens. I mean, I think, you know, this is the time of year you want to play your best football, and I think we're getting there. We're starting to, you know, I think we're going to get some guys back this week, hopefully, which will help, you know. But as much as we've put different guys in from week to week, you know, it makes it kind of difficult to, especially defensively, you know, for those guys to get it together each week with shipping different guys in. So it's interesting, you know. It's crazy business.
Do you think their team's youth might contribute to the up and down?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of guys haven't been to an NFL season, haven't been in a playoff race, you know, we've traveled to the East Coast a lot more than we did the last couple of years that I've been here. So it definitely plays a factor.
I guess it's about the time last year that the weight loss and the diabetes was really affecting you. How do you feel now?
I feel great. You know, you got to credit the offensive line, you know, haven't taken a lot of hits at all. You know, they've kept me upright for most of the year, so I'm in pretty good health right now.
Herm Edwards was comparing Travis Dixon's running ability to you today. How much similarities do you see in your game and his game?
I don't know. I haven't been able to watch the kid. You know, he's playing well. You know, I haven't really talked to Brody over there either to see how things are going. But in the last six games, you know, he's put up good numbers. Not really turned over the ball, so you know they've been throwing it more and more with him. You know, I mean, getting Tony back, and, you know, I think we've been getting the ball to DG a lot more. You know, it takes some pressure off those guys on the outside. You know, I think whenever we were struggling, you know, Tony wasn't in the lineup. They were doubling outside a lot. You know, whenever we get Tony, we get DG involved, you know, it takes them out of that too deep. Gets a little more single coverage so they can get some guys covered up inside and opens up stuff outside.
A lot of running backs reward their offensive line with gifts or dinner or something like that for big seasons. Is that something you might do considering they've kept you safe all year?
I've done it the last 2 years, so I'll definitely do it this year too.
Jay, you played some of your best games against the likes of Brett Favre and Drew Brees and your good friend Philip Rivers.
Buddy.
Do you think the next step for you is to keep that game going against?
I think in any position, to be successful, it'd be, the top in your field. It's about consistency. It's about going out there and each and every game, doing what you're supposed to do and, doing it effectively. And, there have been times this year where I haven't played my best games, and coincidentally they've been against some opponents that, we feel like we should have handled pretty easily. So, definitely, I think it comes with time.
Jay, do you think you have a stronger arm than Tyler Thigpen?
Yes. I don't even know why I had to ask that.